Pray with me for a moment. Speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. We pray, O Lord, in this Advent time that truly our hearts may be prepared, that the mountains may be leveled, that the valleys may be filled in, that the glory of the Lord be revealed to us. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Samuel and John the Baptist, Elizabeth and Hannah, prepare the way of the Lord. Level those mountains, fill in those valleys, so that truly the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah arrived, can be made clear and plain to each one of us. It came so clear to me several weeks ago in the Holy Land, as I walked among people that are still anticipating a Messiah, people that are looking for a kingdom of Israel here on earth with secure boundaries as a substitute for the real kingdom of God. We are gathered here during these weeks before Christmas. We're not anticipating a Messiah. We know that the Messiah has arrived. We are looking forward to the celebration of the anniversary of that arrival of our Messiah. Maybe many of the physical preparations are done. Probably even those aren't done because we've been preoccupied with school and with getting finished with what has to be done here yet this week. As we look at this text, we want to really think about the spiritual and the mental preparation. Our theme for the text is listening. Preparing by listening. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening, Samuel said. You know, when we look at this idea of listening, we realize that 70% of our time, each of us on the average, is spent in communicating, in talking back and forth with each other. But there's been a tremendous change in how we use that communication time. Back in 1926, 45% of that time was spent in listening. 30% was spent in speaking, 16% in reading, and about 9% in writing for the average American. Today, in 1987, 70% of that time is spent in listening, 45 to 70. We're listening a lot more than we did before, 18% in speaking, 10% in reading, and only 7% in writing. And the thing that really struck me is the statistic that says that the average American is spending 3.5 or 4 hours each day listening and watching television, another 2 hours looking or listening to the radio. But what are we listening to? What are our people in this country listening to? First, we tend to listen to ourselves, to our aches, to our pains, to our needs, to our desires. A recent survey points out that the highest concern, the highest priority for 83% of the Americans is the idea of their personal physical health. We're tuned into ourselves. If we're not listening to ourselves, we tend to be listening to other people, to the latest news. We're very much like the Athenians, those people who were always hearing or talking to each other about some kind of a new thing. And then there's Reagan and Gorbachev and the peace talks, the idea of reducing the nuclear arm, the latest news. We're always interested in the latest news. We see men as the makers of the news. And so we look to men and we listen to men. But our text puts it in quite a different way. Let's put ourselves into the place of Samuel for a minute. I want to read that text once more. And as we prepare for celebrating the coming of our Messiah, who arrived already some 2,000 years ago, let's listen to that text with a new set of ears and ask, what do I do to prepare myself for Christmas? In those days, when the boy Samuel was serving the Lord under the direction of Eli, there were very few messages from the Lord, and visions from him were quite rare. One night, Eli, who was now almost blind, was sleeping in his own room. Samuel was sleeping in the sanctuary where the sacred covenant box was. Before dawn, while the lamp was still burning, The Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Yes, sir." And he ran to Eli and said, "You called me, and here I am." But Eli answered, "I didn't call you. Go back to your bed." So Samuel went back to bed. The Lord called Samuel again. The boy did not know that it was the Lord, because the Lord had never spoken to him before. So he got up, went to Eli and said, "You called me, and here I am." But Eli answered, "My son, I didn't call you. Go back to bed." The Lord called Samuel a third time. He got up, went to Eli and said, "You called me, and here I am." Then Eli realized that it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to him, "Go back to bed, and if he calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed. The Lord came and stood there and called as he had before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, your servant is listening." The question for us this morning is, to whom are we listening? What channel do we have tuned in? Is our listening anthropocentric, or is it theocentric? Is it God's word that we're looking for, or is it man's word and ideas that we are looking for? If we think about Samuel for a moment, we know that the answer for him was in his history. His mother had desired to have a son for a long time. Finally, she went to the temple. She poured herself out in prayer before the Lord. Eli thought she was drunk. God answered her prayer. And soon after Samuel was weaned, she took him back to that temple. She turned him over to Eli, and he stayed there at the sanctuary. No wonder Samuel was tuned in to Eli. No wonder that he went immediately to Eli. He was programmed that way to learn from Eli. But Hannah was different. She had turned to the divine channel immediately in prayer. Not to Eli, but directly to God in prayer. Why? Because of trouble. God had used her trouble as a way to drive her right back to himself through prayer. Very much like Elizabeth. Elizabeth also had not had a child. She too, I'm sure, had prayed for a child. Finally, her husband in the temple got the message that she would, in fact, have a child. And when she had that child, we read there in Luke 1:23, "The Lord has helped me. He's taken away my public disgrace." John the Baptist, Samuel are similar. They didn't come by human means or by human help. Elkanah could not help Hannah to have that desired son. Hannah prayed, God answered. Spirit-inspired prayer opened the way. Open the channel, open the way for communication. Then we look at Eli. Few messages from God in those days, it says. Visions were rare. In fact, Samuel came three times to Eli and said, "You called me," and Eli sent him back each time saying, "I didn't call you." Finally, the fourth time, it dawns on Eli, this must be from God. And so he tells Samuel, "Retune your channels. Anticipate hearing from God. And when you hear, then answer, 'Speak, Lord, or your servant heareth.'" And here I believe there's an application for us in this Advent and Christmas season. We're the Samuels of our generation. In a sense, we too have been brought to the sanctuary. We are being prepared to be the prophets, to be the spokesmen, to be the speakers for God. And now as you come to the end of this week, as you look forward to Christmas, I'd like to say to you, as Eli said to Samuel, retune your dial. Prepare to celebrate the anniversary of your Messiah's arrival by anticipating a word from God at this time. That's the way for us, even here at the seminary, to prepare the way for the Lord, to level the mountain, to fill in the valleys, to make the way straight to our Lord Jesus Christ, to our Messiah. Tune in to God from moving away from all of the static of this world. It's interesting that that's what John the Baptist did, didn't he? We were out there in those Judean mountains not long ago, and some of the rest of you here in the congregation were too. And it is a very lonesome place, even until today. Lonesome in a good sense. A place where you can be apart from all of those human things, from all of that television, from radios, even from other people. There's where John the Baptist was. There's where he heard from God before he went to the Jordan to speak for the Lord and to call for repentance. That's the way it was to be with Samuel. Anticipate hearing from God. He returned to his bed. He was open. He was reverent. He was respectful. There were no conditions for Samuel at that point. He was ready to hear and to understand. He was ready to obey. He anticipated hearing from God. Certainly, God called. And the text says that God actually stood there at that point and spoke to him. And Samuel immediately responded because he was ready. He was tuned in. Speak, for your servant is listening. And if we would go on with the text then, we would see that God then did reveal to him what was going to happen. Samuel became God's prophet at that point. Samuel spoke to the people of Israel for God. And it said that the people of Israel got used to coming to hear Samuel speak because they knew he had heard from God. So as we meditate upon this, Samuel, Hannah, and Eli, what have you gotten here at the seminary during the last quarter or during this year so far that you can share with others as you go home for Christmas? Focus on the Messiah arrived. Focus on the promise. The promises tell us that our promised Messiah is here, the one that was promised all the way back to the time of Adam and Eve. They tell us that he is Emmanuel, God who is with us, and that Jesus, who went to the cross, who rose again, has said to us when he left, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." He is Jesus. He is the Savior. He's the one that gives us freedom from our guilt, freedom to serve, freedom to witness. Turn to the right channel then. Not to yourself. Not to other human beings. Not in a sense even to us as professors at this point. Anticipate hearing from your Lord Jesus Christ during this time. Expect the Spirit of God to be active through the Word of God. Because that Word of God is living and powerful. Just like a sword that cuts right through the skin to the place where the bone, the marrow, come together. Through baptism. Through the word that we receive in baptism, through the word that we receive in the Lord's Supper, expect God to be active, speak to you. Pray like Hannah did. Be sensitive like Eli. In a sense, you're like Eli when you go out to your congregations now. Openly share the insights that you've received, and particularly the insights of this text. During the last several months, I thought to myself, if all of the people in our congregation could learn to be good listeners, that might be the most important lesson in homiletics that we could teach. Not only so much what we as pastors say, but it's that people are tuned in to listen, that they expect to hear from God and not from us. Share the insight of 1 Samuel 3, 1 through 10, with your relatives, with your friends, with your family, as you go home for Christmas. May they too anticipate the Messiah arrive. God grant that to us for Jesus' sake. Amen.